The Gargoyle Code by Dwight Longenecker. Read by the author. Week 1, Ash Wednesday. Dogwart, you really don't know what all the Ashes Falderall is about. You should have mastered this in your basic training. Don't underestimate your enemy, Dogwart. What you perceive as silly mummery and play-acting, they take very seriously. They smear ashes on their heads today as a sign of repentance. Repentance is their term for groveling before the enemy and pretending to be sorry. The ashes are supposed to remind them they are from dust and ashes they will return. They actually seem to enjoy saying sorry. It's the same disgusting enjoyment they get in having a hot bath. They all but grunt in their piggy pleasure. I hate it, Dogwart. It turns my stomach to see them line up with their solemn faces and bowed heads, and then they play the funereal music and go home feeling all holy. Ashes. They want ashes. I'll show those nauseating chimpanzees ashes, but not before they have some flames first. Lord below, Dogwart, I'd love to get some of them down there where they belong. I'd love to practice my old pitchfork skills and turn a few of them on the slow rotisserie. That'd show the hairless bipeds. What is most maddening is that you and I know what sort of stuff they're up to. That fat man who has lied and cheated his way to the top parades down to get his ashes like an innocent child. Or that skinny woman who thinks she's so beautiful. We know about the affairs she had when she was young. We know about the abortions, the betrayals, and the manipulation of men with her sex appeal. And then she minces forward in her little high heels and plays the penitent Magdalene. It's all fake, Dogwart, believe me. It's all make-believe. None of them really mean it. They couldn't. They only do it to show off and make themselves feel better. Even worse is the fact that the enemy encourages their pathetic little play. He's shameless. He actually seems to like it when they grovel and apologize all the time. And then he blames our father below for being proud. The hypocrisy of it turns my stomach. By the way, you can learn to mind your own business if you please. I know my patient attended Mass this morning. Don't worry about him. I've got my man firmly in control. You don't seem to realize that they can go to Mass and go through all the routines and miss the point entirely. I've got my patient wrapped up in ultra-conservative Catholicism. Yes, he went to Mass and received his ashes, but all he thought about was the fact that the visiting priest's homily was too informal and folksy, and that he came out of the sanctuary to share the kiss of peace with the congregation, and that this was a liturgical infraction. It was by the very fact of attending Mass and keeping the rules that I was able to keep him in a nice state of spiritual pride. Trust me, dear boy, it takes some finesse to get a patient to live constantly in a state of spiritual pride, but the achievement is very pleasing. The delightful thing about spiritual pride is that the patient really does believe himself to be good, and he is therefore invulnerable to anything the enemy agents throw at him. You'll do well to avoid criticizing your betters, Dogwart. Leave my patient to me, and pay attention to your own. You're so pleased that your boy didn't go to Ash Wednesday Mass, but where did he go? My agents in charge of the internet tell me that he went to a Catholic website, and suddenly remembered that he hadn't been to Ash Wednesday Mass, and before bed made what they call an act of perfect contrition. You lose, Dogwart. That was far more of a real blow than my man actually going to church. Slub Grip. I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. Thank you for listening to this sample episode of The Gargoyle Code. If you'd like to listen to the whole book for Lent, then subscribe to my blog at the subscribe page. You can subscribe at two different levels. For $4.95 a month, you can listen to all my podcasts. For $8.95 a month, you can also have access to all my archived material and various other benefits which you'll see on the subscribe page. You can unsubscribe at any time by using the Manage My Subscription tab. So if you'd like to listen to the Gargoyle Code for Lent, then sign up, and when you're done listening, you can easily unsubscribe. Thanks for listening. I'm Father Dwight Longenecker.